Point and Line by Talia Field. There exists still another force which develops not within the point, but outside it. This force hurls itself upon the point, which is digging its way into the surface, tears it out, and pushes it about the surface in one direction or another. The concentric tension of the point is thereby immediately destroyed, and as a result, it perishes, and a new being arises out of it, which leads a new, independent life in accordance with its own laws. This is The Line. Vasily Kandinsky. Outline in Mind. 1. If you read mine, is it yours?
1.
The first symptoms of telepathy.
3. 2.
Other burdens, ink blot and Xerox.
5. 3.
Kleptomaniacal responses.
5. 4.
Three ways of avoiding scrutiny.
7. 5.
Mazes and fingerspelling. No answers here.
9. 6.
Punting into the goal box. Nonce words fail.
13. 7.
Comments in acronyms.
15. 8.
Comments in Old English.
15. 9.
Comments in connotations.
17. 9.
The aim of interpretation is off.
18. 10.
Why two minds are better than one.
19. 11.
Truth in misspelling.
21. 12.
A gold mine of psychological problems.
22. 13.
Fashionable forensics. Why neither code switching nor hapax legomenon helps explain what I mean.
24. 2.
Common sense is neither.
25. 1.
Sal enters the room. Problems and criticism.
25. 2.
An apology for tag memes.
27. 3.
Three reasons I told Sal love was impossible.
45. 4.
Ursula agrees for once.
46. 5.
Contrast with other occurrences.
47. 6.
Why Earth endures three extortions.
49. 7.
Reading through the lines of Foundations course.
50. 8.
Ursula acts shocked.
53. 9.
Beer as verisimilitude.
54. 10.
Sal's hunger, the first pangs.
56. 11.
Comments on the notion of synecdoche.
57. 12.
Aiming undercover, addictive use of pseudonyms.
58. 13.
I'm distracted by phone call.
59. 14.
Ursula and Sal suddenly take a position.
71. 15.
Ornate sketches of other people's problems.
72. 16.
Sal takes a drink of early civilization.
77. 17.
Lust in the decorative sense.
78. 18.
Autophobia and geographilia, my own race against time.
80. 19.
Ursula tries to explain China.
82. 20.
The main weakness of her remarks.
84. 21.
The lunch of reason.
85. 22.
Sal refuses to eat.
86. 23.
Spoiled food is pronounced.
87. 24.
Dynamic muddles of disgust.
87. 25.
Emetophobia connected with the problem of relativity.
89. 26.
Summary. An absent criteria for cooking.
90. 27.
Ursula and Sal. Paranoid's wedding.
94. 3.
Experiments without learning anything.
95. 1.
Second guessing as constitutionally protected freedom.
95. 2.
Multiple personalities are my right.
95. 3.
Cross that line. Early Egypt and modern Brooklyn.
96. 4.
Where they're going to put the sludge from the river. Three theses on language, epistemology, and the third world.
104. 5.
The piltdown subman and me. The first years.
109. 6.
Why Heidelberg subman stopped calling. Historical remarks.
113. 7.
The anxiety of discovery. Channels, LSD, carbs.
115. 8.
Ursula leaves a message.
114. 9.
Climate changes from the roof. 1995 through 7.
115. 10.
Why life evolves. The earliest invisible mammals.
120. 11.
Someone suggests a vacation.
124. 12.
The knowing subject. Four girls on the subway.
125. 13.
Bogmen and policemen.
128. 14.
On the importance of a AAA bail bond card.
129. 15.
The earliest cities before pharmaceuticals.
130. 16.
Ursula's pity is gross.
131, 17.
Great imaginative literature according to Sal, as relayed by Ursula.
134, 18.
The problem of rational banality.
134, 19.
My ivy has bugs.
139, 20.
Discovery fucks me up again.
140, 21.
Transcendental electric bills go unpaid.
145, 4.
The career of Napoleon Bonaparte.
146, 1.
The manic peace.
146, 2.
Ursula's tactics return to war-exhausted Europe.
149, 3.
Another trivial example of Ursula's problem and how it exemplifies everything wrong in the world.
154, 4.
The disposition of monarchy.
155, 5.
Two photo albums insist on independence.
156, 6.
The past conditions equal the present conditions.
159, 7.
Twins and the nature torture problem.
160, 8.
Extra X chromosomes. A case of historical misunderstanding.
162, 9.
Justification of categorization as a lifestyle.
164, 10.
1804 and yesterday. Two important dates when nothing happened.
167, 11.
Working out destiny. Shots of tequila and no ride home.
170, 12.
Futile struggles against the dollar.
171, 13.
A natural political map. Ursula tries to defend the contradiction.
174, 14.
Burial of the great power tradition.
179, 15.
When the empire is not restored. Final proof that Ursula is a tired old ass.
180, 5.
Fossil fuel.
181, 1.
Pragmatic archaeologies on the D train.
181, 2.
Five realistic expectations.
182, 3.
Grace reappears inductively.
183, 4.
I repeat, two unpopular opinions.
185, 5.
Grace makes an observation.
186, 6.
We finally agree on something and go to bed.
187, 7.
Suspicions confirmed. The sun rises today as it has in the past.
188, 8.
Her mind makes two analogies.
190, 9.
One name, two people. Grace's confusion.
192, 10.
Strain studies. Open field behavior in the prematurely aged.
193, 11.
Unfortunately, Grace leaves my house.
194, 12.
An agon again.
195, 6.
Hinges to show for it.
201, 1.
Selective autobiography.
201, 2.
Illusions.
204, 3.
Insects.
204, 7.
The aim of unemployment.
206, 1.
An approach to the problem of digression.
206. 2.
Ursula's phone numbers.
312. 8.
Of game theory and feeding machines.
313. 1.
Oh no, I'm not falling for that.
313. 2.
More off-the-cuff remarks said by Sal, repeated by Ursula.
314. 3.
Problems in the growth of knowledge.
317. 4.
Problems in asexual reproduction.
317. 5.
Plain geometry to my rescue.
318.
Appendix 1, The Worm and the Jukebox.
319.
Appendix 2, Experimental Data, Fungi, Graphs, Addresses.
325.
Index of Names.
345.
Index of Places.
355.
Index of Irrational Thoughts.
356.
Point in Line by Talia Field. Performed by Anna Foss Wilson. Original music by Alex Waterman, in collaboration with Eternities, Katie Porter, and Bob Bellaroux. Produced and designed by Ben Williams for Category Other. Recorded at the Collapsible Hole in New York City.